Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this episode. This is more or less, I guess I'm testing the platform, but my name is Eric Pullman. Hi. what have I named this? This podcast is named E on the Go. Thought that might be clever. So what I do is I talk about science. I'm currently studying biochemistry at Southeast Missouri State, so that's something that I deal with quite often, but also philosophy is something that calls me as well. Kind of an armchair philosopher here, and let's see, what else? Mathematics, physics, honestly, anything that determines the fundamental way in which this universe works just calls to me. So that's what I'm going to be doing with this podcast. Hopefully what I'm going to be doing is, I called it E on the Go because it really ties together, and it makes that whole ego thing, but at the same time, what I'm talking about is more or less a destruction of the ego, so it's kind of a play on words. But at the same time, my name is, again, Eric Pullman, so, you know, beginning with an E, and I'm currently going to record this on the go. So I have a 2-hour commute from St. Louis to Cape Girardeau, so on that commute, I will just, I guess, be detailing anything when it comes to science breakthroughs, something cool that I found in science. This late in my stage of biochemistry research, I guess, training, I should say, really, I'm going to be reading a lot of research articles when it comes to, like, the things that are on the cutting edge of science. And so what I'd like to do is, I'd like to act more or less as a science communicator, where I can take these abstract ideas, these things that elude, honestly, the greatest thinkers in my field, you know, the greatest thinkers that I know, the doctors that train me have, they have a hard time parsing through these things, breaking them down to their constituent components, and communicating them in a way that is actually beneficial for both the teacher and the student. I have training also as a tutor, so I want to utilize this platform to practice my skills, breaking down the abstract into palatable chunks that can be taken up by, honestly, anyone in the field. And if something that I'm saying eludes your understanding, please reach out, please let me know. I don't exactly know how this platform works as of yet. So what I'm going to be doing is, I'm actually, a cool thing that I saw on here, for one, this thing is called Anchor, right? And with Anchor, what you can do is you can set up your own podcast here, and this thing will just shoot it out to Spotify, to iTunes, honestly, to any other place that you're going to get your podcast. This thing just shoots it out. And I've been listening to podcasts since I was probably a junior in high school. So this is back in like 2011, right? It was either 2011 or 2012 when I really got into Joe Rogan. And I started listening almost like obsessively to all of his podcasts. What I would do is, I would be playing like Minecraft at the time. And, you know, in the interlude, I would look up, you know, how to install mods for your Minecraft or whatever. And I ran into some of these videos that Joe Rogan put out there about marijuana, or just drugs in particular. And also, I think there was one about the sensory deprivation tank that was out there. And it was funny because I actually, now that I remember it, I actually took some excerpts from Joe Rogan, and I actually, like, made a presentation about sensory deprivation tanks, and, you know, this was, like, my senior year of high school that I'm just, like, telling everyone about this. So I've been into podcasting since about 2013, which is or 2011 to 2013, just right around that time. And it's funny because, like, it only very recently started gaining traction. It's funny because almost everybody today kind of has the podcast that they go to, but, like, back then, no one fucking heard about podcasts, and when you were driving to any place, it was more of, like, on your commute, what you would do is you would use the radio or, I don't know, your fucking MP3 player. But I was, like, this crazy guy who was, you know, thought, well, I've got a longer commute from, like, High Ridge to my job over in Six Flags or Trader Joe's or something. So, like, I'm going to use that instead of just, like, blindly listening to music. I'm just going to listen to podcasts. And one of the coolest things about the podcast that I've heard is, like, have you ever been in a scenario when you were just sitting around these profound thinkers that are just going back and forth with these amazing ideas, and it's not that they're, like, keeping you out of the conversation, but it's that you have almost no obligation to jump in or give your insight. You just kind of hang around and you just listen to these profound people articulate abstract ideas like that. That's almost what podcasting is. It's like hanging around one of the most profound thinkers you can and just listening into a conversation, something that is on the top of their mind. So that's one of the reasons why I truly love the podcasting platform, and I have a lot of faith in it as its ability as a long form format to detail abstract ideas. I also think that, you know, it's when you try and put things into words creatively, it makes it so that you have to put it in the most concise form. And books are extremely concise in this way, and it's almost hard to unpack all of those ideas and take what someone is saying and really pick apart, like, what are the other angles? What are the other interpretations that I could take of this one sentence? And you have to almost unzip the file, if you can relate it to computers. You have to take this compressed file and just unzip it and pick apart all of its counterparts. Podcasting is a little bit different. It's almost like scrolling down and looking at all the files. And you kind of want to prioritize all of the files, all the things that you want to see first, all up top. And so it's practicing your ability to prioritize thoughts in this way. So, needless to say, I've been a fan of podcasts for a while. And I've just been listening to them, nonstop ever since then. I've kind of got off from all of the podcasting here for a while, but Gary Vee was on, I think, either Joe Rogan or not Sam Harris, but Tim Ferriss, I believe. I think he might have been on Tim Ferriss's podcast, and he detailed, or maybe even his own, The Gary Vee Experience Exists. He detailed this thing called Anchor. And it's the platform I'm using right now. And basically what you do is, literally, I'm just using my phone to record this. hopefully in the future we can utilize my audio equipment. But this is so cool how you can literally just use your phone to record something and put it out there. Just put it on this platform and it shoots it out to Apple podcasts, to Spotify, wherever you want your podcasts. So this is what I'm using right now, and I'm just a huge fan of podcasts itself and Anchor. But again, what I'm going to try and do is details, scientific ideas. And, you know, as of right now, I can't really go into detail about too much. I don't have anything specific that I'm going to bring up in this episode. But I thought, how cool is it? How cool is this program that you can just shoot out these ideas in this way. So, first of all, I want to welcome you to the podcast. And two, what I want to do is kind of detail like what my history is in podcasting itself. And three, like why I'm doing this, basically. What's my purpose of putting this podcast out? Joe does a fantastic job of just telling people that they should make a podcast, that they should get out there and make their own, you know, like just talk about what they love. And in my mind, I can really never stop talking about the fundamental way in which the universe works. That's the way I describe, like, my goal in life is to learn more about the way in which our universe operates. Because a thought occurred to me today, and this is something that I put on the Twitter, because Instagram was down. Can you believe it? And it's that when we look at bachelor's, when we look at a degree to pursue, oftentimes you can look at an entire list. You can look at an entire degree program for literally hundreds of different degrees, and they're all over the place, right? They all require different classes. So to be an incoming student can be a little nerve-wracking, because you have to think like, my God, I have to choose like one of these thousand that I'm gonna do for the rest of my life. This is absolutely insane. So I want to provide a little bit of insight to maybe the student that is coming in who feels that way, because the first 2 years of your college experience won't be... My first 2 years were at a community college. And in a way, I don't know, it's not that I regret it, because I really did love checking out acting, voice acting, even like acting for the camera. I did a lot of theater classes over that way, but I never pursued anything theater-wise. And I really think, I look back upon that and say, well, it was a good experience, you know, it was a fun experience, but like, I'm never going to use any of that, really. Maybe the voice stuff slightly, but it's just... Your first 2 years are more exploration. They're exploration-oriented, and as is high school, if you use it properly. And those first 2 years, really what you're doing is you're knocking out many of the general education requirements, which basically are there for you to say, okay, well, let me make sure that I don't love history, like, a profound amount, or let me make sure that I'm good at writing, or I can at least write at a college level. And they're supposed to make you a well-rounded individual. They're supposed to make you, like, a learned and seasoned professional at being a human, basically. In fact, now that I think about it, I don't know how long this recording lasts, so I'm just going to go maybe until 15 minutes. I think maybe that's the cap for this. I can't really remember, but for the student coming in who's a little bit confused as to what to do, literally just take any class that sticks out to you. And then my advice is to find what you start to cluster around, find what you start to develop in. In mine just happened to be chemistry. It's a course that I took, on the loop, right? I took that, just cause I thought it would be interesting, and literally my professor just blew me away. It was phenomenal. He explained really how chemistry was everywhere, and, I wanted to learn more and more about it. So when I transferred to Southeast Missouri State, that's a class that I took on just immediately. I said, I thought I was going to go in for business. You know, I thought, well, who fucking cares about the bachelor's? But honestly, wouldn't you want to use your education to know something deeper about the universe around you? Something that you can use regardless of where you end up. Maybe this is where it ends, so I'm just going to, I don't know. Okay, never mind. Past 15 minutes, so maybe it's the 30-minute mark. But sorry, I'm just still kind of getting used to this. But my advisors really never pushed me one way or the other. It was almost like, where would you like to, what sticks out to you? You know, what along your journey really pulls at you and calls to you? And sometimes that is, it's acting for some people, you know, sometimes that's their passion. And definitely go for that if that's what you want to do. The only thing is, a thought occurred to me where, you know, and it almost seems like a bad thought in this way, but it's that, like, there are a lot of people out there who say that you shouldn't talk down on any other degree. You shouldn't, like, I don't know, look down on another bachelor's. And in a way, I see where they're coming from. You know, like, for one, like, one of the rules of getting along with others is just don't put them down. Don't put down others, right? Try and be cordial if you can. But the thing about degrees, the reason by which we obtain a bachelor's degree is so that it's not exactly that we can get a job in something. It's something that shows that we know a profound amount about a certain thing. When it comes to engineering, when it comes to science, to technology, engineering, and mathematics, as they call it, the STEM fields, which I'm a little, the name itself kind of makes me cringe a bit. Just because it's like a jumble, it's a clusterfuck, like technology, right? Engineering, science, and mathematics, they all play in with each other. They're all bleeding into each other, but they're like, some of them you almost can't discern one from the other, but like, you know, it's just a jumble. It's almost like adding indigo into the rainbow. You know, like, what the fuck are you doing? Look at indigo and then look at blue. Do you see the difference between them? It's very slight. Now look at the difference between green and yellow. They're right next to each other, and yet there's a profound difference between them. Indigo is in the rainbow, but it's not its distinct own column, and that's the analogy here. It's that, you know, like, technology and engineering, right? How much difference is there between those two? Or when we intermix science in there, you know, science kind of determines all of that, but mathematics also is utilized by all three of those. So, you know, what are we doing here? You know, it seems like we're trying to create an acronym for something just because we like to say the acronym. And as Elon Musk said, that really stands in the way of progress. Furthermore, sorry, I'm kind of going off on a tangent, but if you utilize acronyms and then get angry that someone doesn't know your stupid fucking acronym, you're a piece of shit. Anyway, let's move on. So, so bachelors, right? Bachelors exists such that we can pretty much say that we know more about a certain subject than the average person. So, if I say, "Hello, my name is Eric Pullman. I have a bachelor's in biochemistry and pure chemistry." That gives you a little bit of insight as to my training and in my understanding for like a fundamental thing. If I walk up to someone and say, "Hello, my name is Eric Pullman and I have a bachelor's of arts in acting," what does that do for you? What can you then, how can you go from there? What questions does that prompt you to ask? Like, what is my experience as an actor? What kind of shows I've done? Why am I passionate about acting? These are questions that I considered when I thought between the two degrees, between like, pursuing something in arts, which is something that I would have really loved to do, which I thought would have been really fun, or something fundamental. You know, when I tell you something about biochemistry, you can think, well, okay, like, why does this do that? You know, it elicits you to ask a question that deepens your understanding about the universe itself. If I had a degree in basket weaving, the only thing that you could ask me was, can you weave me a basket? Like, okay, sure. How much do I sell that to you for? Like, it just, like, it's... A lot of degrees aren't exactly comparable, or you can't really compare them, and I get that. But when you compare the whole concept of getting a degree and how that fits in with most artistic degrees and where that can bring you and further you as a person, it doesn't seem logical. You know, if you were to study, like, English is an awesome degree, right, that you could get, that would allow you to further your understanding of English literature, right? But, like, why aren't we offering that class for free? You know, if it's literature and it's someone, you know, John Mulaney has that whole bit where he's like, he majored in English. And, you know, everyone applauds, and he's like, how dare you applaud me? Like, I had someone tell me to go read a book, and then I didn't read it. Like, it was the worst financial decision I have ever made. And literally, like, what the English degree is, and I think it's important because in a way that develops your communication style, right? The only thing is, you can get that very same knowledge by... Instead of giving your paper, your well-written paper, your well-articulated ideas, your logical extrapolation from a novel, what you can do is you can instead give that to a writing lab, and then they can give their input on it. They have almost the exact same credentials, and then they give you their input back. And if you want to develop yourself as a writer, write more shit, right? Read more shit. Read and write a lot more. Communicate much more. And that's what college does to you. It says, hey, we have an assignment. You're going to have to go do that assignment. And it almost forces you. It gives you a deadline to meet, which is really good. I just don't think that you should be paying $40,000 to have someone tell you to go do something when you could very well do that yourself and save you the $40,000 and maybe even pay yourself that amount of money. That's just my input on it. But it's like science, those labs that you do, those fundamental things that you learn about the universe that, like, is everywhere, that's in that piano that I'm looking at right now, that, you know, how is it that key propagates a certain sound throughout those, that stereo right there? How is it that the refrigerator over there cools so well and insulates from its surrounding environment? Why is it that light is projecting that certain intensity? Like, physics, for one, is absolutely everywhere. Chemistry is also similarly pretty much everywhere. You can find organic chemistry almost anywhere you go. Although the ability to utilize the artistic fields is certainly a little lacking. Even philosophy is the same way. So it's almost like I'm not looking down on you for studying that whatsoever. I'm just saying you should have gotten that degree for free. You know, you should have been able to read the works of John Stuart Mill in utilitarianism by reading the fucking book. You know, like, you can learn the same amount of material on your own. You know, why are we paying so much money to someone? And that's why I think people fundamentally hate school in that way, because they're not utilizing it for the right things. But, you know, that's just the way I'm seeing things at the moment, and I really don't see how we how saying that is looking down on someone. I think it's just that, like, if I'm looking at your, if I am to say I am a bachelor's holder and I am to look at someone else who studied in maybe like gender studies or something super liberal arts oriented and say, yeah, they are my equal, I just cannot say that without saying, oh, but like, I'm thinking about, you know, the countless nights that I stayed up, like, doing a huge report, you know, or trying to learn quantum physics because it's so goddamn counterintuitive. It, like, it's nowhere in comparison, and it's like, you put in all of these massive amounts of time commitments to this, you commit your entire almost life and understanding to learning these abstract things about the universe, and like, you get a fucking C. Like, it is so goddamn hard to excel in these fields. And then you were to look at someone else who got maybe like a 4.0, and like, you've seen them throughout the years and they've been partying nonstop, and you think, well, my God, like, how the fuck, how in the fuck are you going to say that you did the same thing as me? There's no comparison. I'm sorry, but it's not the same thing. And if that makes me a dick for saying that, then like, I'm fucking sorry, but that it's not at all equivalent. And for you to say that, and for you to say, you know, well, you can't really put down another degree, just completely discounts all of the work, all of the immense amounts of work that someone has to do to understand something so counterintuitive, like the space around us, and something so useful too, something that contributes so much to our society. You know, when you go to the hospital because of something that catastrophic that happened in your life, you completely rely on our understanding of physics, chemistry, of mathematics, of biology, all of these different things. Like, you completely, your entire life is reliant upon our knowledge of that. And our ability to increase our knowledge in that field will improve our society an immense amount. If we erased, and let's go into this as well, if we erased all of our knowledge when it comes to science, mathematics, biology, if we erased all of it, and also erased all of humanities, we would actually have an ability to rebuild all of our understanding about the fundamental way in which the universe works, because it's always there. It's objective. It constantly exists. In contrast, the art that would have all burned, we would have never gotten that back. It's there for now. But in a million years, no one will ever know it existed. You can write the exact same song in a million years, and it'll be a hit, or maybe it won't. By contrast, calculus will always be there. Differential equations will constantly exist, will constantly persist. Although the sun will explode at some point, fusion always exists, and this universe will keep going and keep expanding and always, always lead toward entropy. And the way in which we see the world will always change, no matter what, that it's always going to be different. Yet the bare bones, the base level of our universe, the bedrock of all reality, the mathematical bedrock that lies everywhere, that'll never go away. And to further our understanding of the basic way in which this universe works will allow us to further our ability to dance within it. And that's just my perspective on the matter. But I really do think that that's something that can improve us as a society. So that was the 30-minute mark. I was going to, like, see if that was going to cut me off there, but looks like it didn't. So, I don't know where that's coming from. If you guys know me, my name is Eric Pullman. I also broadcast on Spreaker, so I think I have some things on there as well, but I'm probably going to erase this at some point. I just wanted to have some sort of experience, like, articulating on this platform, and that's something that I just wanted to go into, because it's, like, it's something that I definitely see as a problem, you know? It's like, yeah, on one hand, don't be rude, but on the other hand, don't discount the struggle that people put in to understanding what helps us accelerate our species. The phone that I'm broadcasting this on, you know, isn't here because Star Trek basically said that we're going to have something like this, even though Star Trek is awesome. And movies like Doctor Who, like, really give me life when it comes to my life as a scientist, but it is no comparison. It is absolutely no comparison it's apples to oranges, really. It's an entirely different field. So I get it. For one, don't say that your bachelor's of art is the same thing as a bachelor's of science. They're very different things. They require very different time commitments. And two, don't call it undergrad if you didn't go to grad school. I think it's really weird if you say, yeah, you know, I studied biochemistry as my undergrad. And then you said, okay, cool, that's awesome. What'd you do for graduate work? Oh, I didn't do graduate work. So why is it your undergrad? You know, like, you can't call it the basement if you don't have a first floor. It just, like, doesn't work out that way. Also, explain your acronyms. No one's gonna take your fucking silly acronym seriously. Four, don't take yourself too seriously. You ain't shit. Five, be humble. Be without ego. You have to work really hard, and then kind of forget that it ever happened. So there's that. And then also don't compare yourself unnecessarily. Read your research articles. Definitely read your research articles. Read a lot. Just read a fucking fuckload. Whether that be fiction or nonfiction, like, and read it out loud, honestly. And not only that, like, explain it to someone. Like, take the time to try and explain what you're saying to someone else who has no idea what you're talking about. Try to explain the plot of that really intricate book that you're reading. Try to explain the pie-to-pie interactions that occur. Dive really deep into the intricate, into the abstract, into more articulate ways of thinking. The more that you can put your ideas into a realistic platform, into the more that you can actually take your thoughts and craft some sort of sentence out of it, the better your brain is actually going to work at thinking through those specific things. Practice a fucking fuckload. Always practice. Always be practicing. Whether that be mathematics, whether that be, you know, lifting in the gym. Always get out there and do something like that. Go for runs. Stress your body. Like, push your body to the absolute max if you're not sore. Hold on. If you're not sore, you need to do some more now. All right, the quality's failing fast, so I'm going to have to end this. But if you want to ask any question, I don't know how you do it through here, but come into the program of Anchor and send me an audio message. If you'd like to respond to any particular thing that I've said, or if you'd like to ask a question to inquire about further understanding, please do not hesitate. I would love to hear your input, and I want to play it on the next episode here. So don't feel like you're sounding fucking weird or anything. Like, listen to me. I sound real fucking strange. So please get out there and have your voice heard, whether it's a voice of agreement, whether it's the voice of reason, or if it's a voice of dissent. Like, let me know. Let me know. And thanks for listening. So I'm excited to see how this gets uploaded to Apple Podcasts, because that's where I get all of mine. But maybe I might check out Spotify or any of the other podcasting apps that it lists. Thank you very much for listening. This is sponsored by nothing right now. If you'd like to have a product sponsored on this, just also send me a message. I can make that happen, maybe. Right now, we're looking into, like, small businesses, too. So, if you have any small business that you run, please let me know. I might be able to, you know, sponsor them for free on this podcast. Just hit me up, and we'll see how this thing takes off. Thank you very much for listening. My name is Eric Pullman, and you have yourself a wonderful day.